Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody, in this Friday afternoon. Chad Hartman here with you on WCCO Radio, the man who runs baseball operations, the president of baseball operations for the Twins, Derek Falvey. He's kind enough to join us. Sound might be just a little bit different on the radio because we're on Facebook and Twitter, the video presentation. Check us out again at WCCO Radio. Derek, good to talk to you as always. I always like to get to a couple other items with you before we talk baseball. We were talking last hour. Does this count as you have to call me back? If somebody calls you, but they don't leave a message, or don't follow up with a text. Because to me, and Adam and Dan were with me, that's like, it's not that big a deal. Don't call me back. But twice in the last 2 weeks, somebody did that and I didn't get back to them and they got mad at me. So like, how do you react to it and what's your policy? You always leave a voicemail, a text, what do you do?
That's funny. So I would say that my expectation, if I was receiving it, is that I would call back more than likely. I just would. It's the nature of baseball is like you start to get calls from agents, players, staff, and they might not leave one. That said, if you don't leave a message or follow up with a text, I don't think you're within their rights to be mad at the person for not calling you back at that point.
I agree.
That's my view.
I agree. Okay, remind me the day that pitchers and catchers report as we're sitting here January 22nd.
Yeah, it's February 17th, so we're less than 30 days away, certainly, and expectations are like usually we'll report before that. You start to see guys trickle in the week prior, typically, but we're still awaiting some guidance from the league around exactly what that entry protocol is going to look like.
So I was going to ask you that. I want to get Jay Happ in many matters. You obviously had to adapt to what was taking place with COVID during the regular season. It shut down spring training. I happened to be down there leading a WCCO radio trip when it happened. That is an enormous complex. The Twins have been there forever. You've been a part of this the last few years. How close are you right now to having all your protocols and everything buttoned up to be ready to go?
Well, it's a good question because at this point, you know, last year, I remember in breaking apart, as you said, in mid-March, you know, we weren't thinking about Fort Myers as a reentry point. We knew we were doing camp up in Minnesota at Target Field and getting going. So this will be our first time back there since we did break up. What we've been prepping through the offseason is essentially the same protocols that we had at the end of last year at Target Field. And so our staff on the ground, the ballpark operations group, both here in Minnesota and down in Fort Myers, have worked closely to figure out how we're going to manage the facility. That said, we don't have a final set of protocols from the league. And until we get that's agreed upon between the Players Association and the league, we can't cross every T and dot every I, but I can tell you we're prepared to bring our players in there safely.
You signed Jay Happ this week. He's had a solid, durable career. He was good last year. There wasn't really any signs of erosion. He's never really been like a number one guy, but he's been out there. Why did he fit in And why was the guy? Because there's still quite a few pitchers out there because there's been so little activity.
Yeah, Jay is someone we targeted early as kind of an interesting fit for us for a lot of the reasons you just mentioned. This guy's been around the game for a while. He's continued to find a way to eat innings, you know, give us a lot of bulk going into the year. But beyond that, there's quality in there and real quality. And you know, he pitched in the AL East for the last number of years. That's not an easy division to pitch in. Yankee Stadium, as we all know, you know, with that short porch and right field, we feel like there's a lot of things about the way he goes about pitching it sets up really well in our ballpark with our outfield defense. A lot of things that we think will help him. And then on top of it, you start doing some work on the person. He's a guy from the Midwest here in Illinois, and is somebody who is just a tremendous teammate, a good leader. We were just on a conference call not long ago with him with some of the writers, and he was talking about how he just wants to continue to get better. And this guy's he's not the first time around the block here. So we think he's got a chance to continue to get better. Wes Johnson has some ideas to help him out, and he's all ears.
You have right now, the projection would be, before you sign Jay, 4 right-handed starters. Was he a higher priority because he's left-handed, or that didn't really matter? It was just whomever we thought was the best fit and you could agree with financially.
Well, I think we start with the best fit for sure. We're not, we don't pigeonhole ourselves just into right, left, but I think, you know, it doesn't hurt, you know, certainly as we think about left-handed starters, it's a different look for the team you're playing in a 3 or 4 game set. It can sometimes match up really well depending on the teams you're playing. We do have some right-handed hitting dominant teams in our division, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to have the opportunity to line him up really well with maybe a left-handed hitting opponent, you know, when we go on the road or something like that to another division. So it's nice to have that split and have someone break up your righties along the way. And I know Wes and Rocco do a good job of matching that up.
The industry mainly has been quiet. You have reflected that also. You have a team that has won this division multiple times. You have a team with a lot of guys in the prime. Does it concern you in any way that, like all teams, you have some weaknesses, and many of them have not been addressed yet?
Yeah, I think it would concern me, Chad. I'll be completely transparent there. If I felt like we were light on options, you know, and as you just said, you know, the market has moved a little more slowly, and we're reactive less to the data on the calendar and much more to what's available, what conversations are we having, do we feel there are opportunities to upgrade our club. And I feel that way. It feels a little to me, and at least in terms of the number of calls we're having with agents and other clubs, as if this feels a little more like December and not quite like January. So we continue to stay engaged. We still feel we have some options. Adding Jay Happ and Hansel Robles a little bit earlier to our bullpen here hit 2 areas where we wanted to hit, but we have more work to do. And I think as I've learned the last few years, whether it was Kenta Maeda last year or Marwin Gonzalez the year before, Lance Lynn the year before that, we've been adding guys in spring training the last few seasons. I would expect, just based on the way the offseason has gone this year, that we may see a little more of that across the industry again this year. So we'll stay tuned. And I always say our team's not done until we get to opening day.
So let's talk Nelson Cruz. He has been this team's best player the last couple of years. He is everything that the organization would want as a human being. That's been reflected with awards that he's received. He is unsigned. The word is he wants 2 years. Is 2 years a possibility for the Twins and Nelson, and how would you assess the negotiations at this point?
Yeah, I think without getting into specifics around the contract negotiation with him, we've had really good conversations with him and a number of our other free agents as well through this offseason. And I think much like, as I just mentioned, you know, the uncertainty around some of the specifics going into the season and what we're looking at going forward, there's still been some uncertainty about all the rules around the game. Now, we're proceeding as the rules were before 2020, and we're still talking through that. But I would say that Nelly, we have a ton of respect for. We know what he's meant to this club. We know how he's fit in here. At this stage, we continue to stay engaged, and that's really all I can say at this point. But I remain of the mind that we'll continue to be in that conversation until the end. He's earned the right to work himself through, you know, what free agency looks like. And as you said, many of the position players, free agents, really haven't signed. And so that leads to a little bit of a slowdown in the market. And he and his agent are going to work through that thoughtfully, just as we are.
How is it possible, Derek, that here we are 3 weeks away and the National League teams don't know yet if they're going to have a DH or not?
Well, the way I look at that is I look at it through a slightly different lens, which is the default position as soon as 2020 ended was we were going back to our rules from before. There was a unique carve out for the 2020 season to expand rosters to 28 players, to have a DH in both the AL and NL, to do away with some of the pitcher restrictions and rules that we were going to anticipate for 2020. Those were all specific for that season. And so as soon as the season ended, we went back to normal rules. Now, I think there's been an expectation that there could be that that DH extended and rolled over into the next year. But the collective bargaining agreement and the rules right now don't show that. So we're prepping. Fortunately, we're an American League team where we can prep with that in mind. But I think there's still maybe some holding out hope to some degree, maybe some thought that if there's a new agreement that comes into place for 2021, it might include a DH in the National League. But we've been told to prepare as if it isn't in existence.
Couple last points with Derek Falvey from the Twins. The race last year in the division was extraordinarily close with you, the Indians, and the White Sox. The White Sox have traded, you know, a couple core players, including Lindor, who is one of the 15 best players in the game. The White Sox have added quality. Is it fair to say the White Sox should be viewed as the favorite this year?
Well, I think we certainly respect the White Sox. You know, what they did last year and the way they went about continuing to build, I thought they had a lot of young guys step up and perform the way I know Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn and that whole crew were hoping they would. We expected that. You know, they're a good team. I think in professional baseball, I don't care what your record was the year before, no one rolls over the subsequent year. We think the Tigers are getting better. A.J. Hinch there with some of the young crew of players they have coming. I know they're focused on getting better. I think the Royals, wasn't that long ago, they were leading at the top of this division and are going to find ways to add to their club. And then not to mention the Indians and White Sox, you know, who we were right next to. So I look at it as, you know, no one crowns anybody before the season started. That's the way I felt each of the last two seasons when we got a chance to win the division. I don't feel any differently this year. We don't get bonus points for having won it last year. And I don't think any of the teams are going to rest until we get to the end of the season and see where it shakes out.
Baseball is going to try to play 162 games with COVID. Obviously we have no idea if that's going to happen, but project the year. Can this year be viewed as a successful year without winning playoff series? You could have a great regular season and you have a good team, but let's say you win 90 games or whatever it might be, and you don't win a series in the playoffs. Can the year be classified as a success without it?
Well, I think that's always our goal. And certainly we haven't gotten there over the last couple of seasons, gotten a chance to get there. And we're proud of that. We're proud of the work we've done to get there. But we want to win the World Series. That's the goal. I mean, if you're not starting a season with that hope and expectation, then you probably got to get out of this game. So that's our goal. It isn't just about winning in the regular season, winning a game or a series in the postseason. It's trying to put ourselves in position to be there among the last teams. And I would say that that's our focus. We all lose sleep over when we get knocked out, whether it was last year, or the year before, or even in 17. You know, we've gotten a chance to get there. We need to continue to find ways to get better. And I can tell you that that's what Rocco's focused on. That's what our players are focused on. And that's what we're focused on in the front office.
But you would agree the bar is higher now because of the success you've had and because so many guys on your team are ready to win. You know, it'd be one thing if it was a younger team. You know, your core, they have, you know, quality at bats in the game. They're not new to this.
No doubt. And these guys have been around it. You know, they've had that exposure and experience now, the wild card game in 17. And then the last 2 years in the having won the division and gotten to a short series both years. But I would say that, you know, our view of this is we've got to find a way to win. That's our goal. That's our focus. And want to get into October baseball. You got to get there first. That's got to be our focus. We got to find a way to, that's goal number one, but that's certainly not our ultimate goal and our final goal.
Always appreciate it, sir. Enjoy the last few days here in Minnesota, and we'll be paying attention.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, Derek and the Twins will be headed down to Fort Myers. Derek talking about February 17th for pitchers and catchers, and obviously reporting sooner. And obviously, you're going to listen right here to Twins Baseball on WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices.
Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.